Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
Bomb, a hydrogen bomb, about 75 times the size of the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, is enough to devastate 40 square miles, about 100 square kilometers, and potentially wipe out the largest cities on Earth. Just one bomb. Do I have your attention? So how many countries have nuclear weapons today? There are five nations recognized under the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They are the US, Russia, China, France, and Britain. But there are four other countries who either aren't recognized or don't admit to having nuclear weapons. And they are Israel, Pakistan, India, and North Korea. Today there are some 15,000 nuclear weapons in the world, the vast majority of them held by the US and Russia, more than 7,000 each. But that's down from a peak during the Cold War era of some 70,000 nuclear weapons around the world.
3, 2, 1.
Today, nuclear powers can deliver nuclear weapons in four ways: by missiles, either ballistic missiles or cruise missiles, by submarines, by bombers, or by tactical weapons, such as artillery shells, although that's far less common today. The biggest concern with ballistic missiles, and that's because they travel by far the fastest, about 15,000 miles an hour. The U.S. can hit Russia, or Russia can hit the U.S. in some 30 minutes. Sub-launch missiles can hit the U.S. or Russia in just 15 minutes. So can countries truly defend against nuclear weapons? Both the U.S. and Russia have tested anti-missile systems. That's basically hitting one nuclear missile with another missile. It's been described as difficult as hitting a bullet with a bullet. They've also tested directed energy weapons, which are basically lasers. Some of them have been successful, but it's never been tested in real time during a real-world scenario. And what they don't protect against are other possibilities, delivering a nuclear weapon, say, by ship or by truck without declaring war. And that's a particular concern if a terrorist group could ever get their hands on a nuclear device.
Oh,
countries
nice.
Justify having nuclear weapons based on self-defense. Even North Korea says that nuclear weapons are the only thing keeping it from being invaded by the United States. The challenge for world leaders is making countries feel safe enough not to need nuclear weapons. But that argument doesn't always work. And today, the number of nuclear powers is 9 and counting.
Oh, let's have some more. Let's do some more nukes. Did you know the forgotten man in the rural areas of the country wanted more nukes? Did you know the forgotten man forgot that's what he wanted, because Donald Trump tweeted today. This has definitely got me shaken up. He tweeted today, the United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability. Until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. Now, I don't know. You do realize who's going to be in charge of the nukes, right? You understand this, because I think I explained it to you the other day. But let me refresh. It'll be Rick Perry from Dancing with the Stars. Rick Perry. Yeah, it'll be him, because he's going to be the Secretary of Energy should he be confirmed. And the Secretary of Energy is in charge of the nuclear arsenal. So basically, we're going to have Dr. Strangelove in charge of our nuclear arsenal. And, you know, his plan will probably be something like, I don't know. Isn't there a community called Triton that isn't it in Texas? Okay, so now we know why. So Triton is a community that is full. I don't even think people live there yet. The houses aren't yet for sale. I actually filled out the application to see if I would pass the pass muster to live there, because it's a prepper's delight. I mean, this is a prepper's paradise. It's a community of people who will be living basically underground after the nuclear winter. And they will have all the prep stuff, there, and they'll be able to. And have you noticed this commercial on TV also for this this freezing thing, this machine where you freeze all your foods now? And he says to the wife, the husband sees the wife, and he says, "What are you doing? Freezing more stuff?" And she said, "Yeah, well, you never know what could happen, right?" And then they go 20 years later and they show the family just gorging themselves on a dinner that looks like they invited 60 relatives, right? There's so much freaking food on that table. But outside the window are apocalyptic zombies, or sometimes outside the window, it's nuclear winter. Have you seen that commercial? I know we fast forward through a lot of the commercials, but that one's worth taking a gander at, because somebody understands that Rick Perry is going to be in charge of the nuclear arsenal, and somebody understands that Rick Perry is going to report to the Donald. Now, I don't know if you remember the Donald saying things like everyone should have nuclear weapons. He wanted Japan and Europe and everyone to have nuclear weapons. But he denied that he said it. And then, of course, we played the clip where he said it. And, you know, the media said, oh, screw it. Can't keep up with his lies. He lies so damn much. Let's move on to the next lie. What did he tweet today? But I think the nuclear one was, like, really important. But that's just me. That's just me. Because I don't know if they'll accept my application to live at Triton. Because I think you have to be, like, a certain kind of person. You know, it can't. And I think you have to say Merry Christmas even to, you know, your Jewish mother. So I'm not really sure if I would, you know, get my application approved. I've never heard back from. Don't know if they rejected, accepted. I don't know. But definitely applied. Definitely did. Anyway, let's rewind just a tad. Let's go back to one of the Republican debates, okay? And let's see how Donald Trump does on the nuclear question. Let's just experience, you know, the commander-in-chief who waits for no facts. And see, this is a good thing about having a lot of nukes at your disposal. You know, you could react immediately without waiting for the facts. That's the beauty of a nuke. 30 minutes, you're done. Oh, it wasn't them? Sorry. Guess what? We'll rebuild your infrastructure. We'll put everybody to work. Oh, you forgotten man. All right, here he is. Let's see.
Dr. Carson just referenced the single most important job of the president, the command, the control, and the care of our nuclear forces. And he mentioned the triad. The B-52s are older than I am. The missiles are old. The submarines are aging out. It's an executive order. It's a commander-in-chief decision. What's your priority among our nuclear triad?
Well, first of all, I think we need somebody absolutely that we can trust, who's totally responsible.
Rick Perry.
Who really knows what he or she is doing.
Rick Perry.
That is so powerful and so important. And one of the things that I'm frankly most proud of is that in 2003, 2004, I was totally against going into Iraq because you're going to destabilize the Middle East. I called it. I called it very strongly, and it was very important. But we have to be extremely vigilant and extremely careful when it comes to nuclear. Nuclear changes the whole ballgame. Frankly, I would have said, get out of Syria, get out. If we didn't have the power of weaponry today, the power is so massive that we can't just leave areas that 50 years ago or 75 years ago, we wouldn't care. It was hand-to-hand combat. The biggest problem this world has today is not President Obama with global warming, which is inconceivable. This is what he's saying. The biggest problem we have today is nuclear proliferation, and having some maniac, having some madman go out and get a nuclear weapon. That's, in my opinion, that is the single biggest problem that our country faces
Of the
right
three
now.
Legs of the triad, though, do you have a priority? Because I want to go to Senator Rubio
To me, nuclear is just the power, the devastation is very important to me.
Senator Rubio, yeah. Do you have a response?
I do. Well, first, let's explain to people home who the triad, what the triad is. Maybe yeah. A lot of people haven't heard that terminology before. The triad is our ability of the United States to conduct nuclear attacks using airplanes, using missiles launched from silos or from the ground, and also from our nuclear subs, ability to attack. And it's important. All three of them are critical.
All right. So we had a man who wants, he said, we need somebody so powerful, so beautiful, so handsome. We need somebody with the best words. We need somebody who, you know, can stand here and non-answer a question for 2.5 minutes to be in charge of our nuclear arsenal, because the biggest problem we have, nuclear. Nuclear is the, it's just, and so now what we have is a madman with, you know, dyed hair and an orange face who is like a blowtorch on top of our nuclear arsenal. And who's in charge below him? Rick Perry. Oh, it's just such a good plan. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? And this is the crazy thing. He tweeted out of nowhere, the United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. Now, I think he broke the record for the scariest tweet ever. And probably the one that he had to beat was one of his own. So where is the media on this? Why are they, they're not doing any reportage on that. There's like nothing going on the TV about how Trump today tweeted that we want to expand our nuclear capability. Now, who didn't see this coming? The forgotten man. Maybe this is his infrastructure project. I'm not sure. Maybe the infrastructure project was not building hospitals, roads, bridges. Maybe it wasn't about building new VA clinics. Maybe it wasn't about, you know, expanding, you know, the electrical grid or hydropower or any. Maybe it was digging holes where we could all live until the nuclear winter was over. In which case, the whole system of monogamy, you Christians, is going to suffer. Why do I say that? Because what will have to happen is we'll have to burrow underground. And of course, you'll have to have like 10 women for every one man so that the man can seed all the women like Johnny Appleseed. He could go around and seed them. And of course, they'll have to be thoroughbreds. You know, maybe Carl Icahn can, you know, sell us one of his foals. Yeah, he owns the thoroughbreds. So, you know, maybe we could do that. And then, you know, so you'll have to have 10 women impregnated by for every man, 10 women to, you know, bear the children, to start the new civilization. And of course, they will have to be eugenically correct because you want the people with the right brains, with the right skills. And in Donald Trump's case, you want the look. This is what he said. He wants people in his cabinet who have the look. But we have 7,000 nukes. It takes one. It takes one. He wants more. Nobody seems to give a rat's ass. They're much more interested in the fact that Kellyanne Conway has been named nanny to President Trump, to the POTUS.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, she's going to be his nanny. I mean, we have a giant toddler as president. So, of course, she's going to be the official nanny. I mean, nobody wants to live with him. Melania says no. Now, I don't know why. I mean, this conspiracy theory is that Melania doesn't have her papers in order and she can't pass the background check to live in the White House. This is what they're telling. I mean, there's so much news out there and a lot of it is so fake. I try to steer away, but there is that story out there. And if Donald Trump only knows what he reads on the internets, then maybe all I know is what I read on the internets. And I had heard that she was an escort. Yes, that she was an escort and that she was taking jobs and did not have a work visa and therefore was not eligible for a proper visa. And that the people at the White House who vet the people who live in the White House say she can't get the clearance to live in the White House because her papers are not in order. Papers, not in order. So back to Slovenia she goes, or she stays in Trump Tower, and we pay $1 million a year plus we rent an entire floor in Trump Tower for the Secret Service to dwell to protect Melania and her son while Donald is being protected in Washington, D.C. And of course, you rent Trump Tower for the Secret Service from Trump. No conflicts here. I haven't even gotten a Carl Icahn. But anyway, Kellyanne Conway has been named nanny to the giant toddler. And, she is the woman who got this miscreant elected. So it's only right that she sticks around to go down with him. You know, and they call her the whisperer, the Trump whisperer. And I didn't mean to say go down and whisper in the same sentence. I didn't. Because that is, she's starting to look like the Crypt Keeper, isn't she? I mean, this job is stress. She's only been doing it since, what, August? Because he had gone through, and Corey Lewandowski, the first campaign, he just opened up a lobby shop. He's draining the swamp. A block away from the White House. Little Lewandowski, little Corey Lewandowski, who manhandled a Breitbart reporter and was had to leave, now works with Steve Bannon. You know, then he doesn't work with Steve Bannon. Then he works for CNN while he's getting severance pay from Donald Trump. And now he goes and opens a lobby shop a block away from Donald Trump in the you know, it's just like, it's an amazing thing. And Kellyanne Conway deserves to be by his side as he goes down. She, you know, she worked for Newt. She worked for Pence. So this has been like a steady stream of downward progression for her. So keep going down, Kellyanne. Keep going down. It's what you're going to have to do. Well, basically, he needed, Mary Poppins to be there to go on the TV and say the stuff that he says without wincing. And only, Mary Poppins could do that. She is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I mean, the woman's got the words. She's got the words. She's going to be able to explain nuclear proliferation to the forgotten man. I don't know how, but she will. She absolutely freaking will. Now, Pence will deny that Donald Trump ever tweeted this, but she will explain why we need more nuclear proliferation in an age of terrorism. Asymmetrical warfare. Wow. Go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.